Section 5, Exercise 1.
When I travel, the process of checking into hotels is usually one of the most interesting parts of my adventure. This, of course, is because I am blind and travel with my guide dog. When I book accommodation, I always inform the hotel's reservation staff that I am blind and traveling with my dog. By telephone, this information is usually well received, but when I walk into the hotel lobby, completely blind, using a white cane or guide dog to navigate, I sometimes find that the reception staff are not trained to serve their visually impaired guests adequately. Here are a few tips which will help the sight impaired.
Credit card receipts. Most blind people sign their names on a receipt using a signature card. The hotel employee can insist by positioning the opening of the signature card over the space where the signature is required. If a signature card is not available, the credit card can be positioned with its top edge along the signature line. Card keys. Card keys for rooms should provide tactile information so the blind user can determine which end and face of the card should be inserted into the lock. Room numbers. Rooms should have raised numbers and braille on each door. Exercise facilities. If the blind person wishes to use the exercise facilities or gymnasium, there should be braille labels on the equipment, and employees should know how to orient blind persons who want to use the machines. By making a few simple changes like these, hotels can make blind and visually impaired travellers much more welcome.